Is the clash in which Marxism is front and central ultimately a spiritual battle? Well, there's a new book out, a scholarly book, or a book with scholarly underpinnings by Dr. Paul Kanger, a repeat guest, I'm glad to say, on Vocal Point. And the book is called The Devil and Karl Marx. And this book is making the rounds. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Paul, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much for rejoining us.
Jerry, it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Sure. And this is a real triumph of this. I never knew until I started reading your book that Karl Marx was a wannabe poet, and that there's some really dark and negative poems of Karl Marx, but they indicate that at some point, as a young man, he, in a sense, gave his soul over to Satan. And by the way, your book comes about 30 years after a book written by Reverend Richard Wurmbrand, who was tortured for his faith. He wrote a book called Marx and Satan.
Well, that's exactly right, Jerry. Yeah. In fact, Robert Payne, who was one of his best biographers, and Robert Payne was a British professor, man of letters, arts and literature, translator, specialized in poems, plays. And he noted that you know, Marx was not just devoted to poetry, but poetry was in his blood. And he said that Marx could no more think of living without poetry than living without his vision of a communist world. I mean, and among that, Marx most admired Goethe, who wrote the play or the story Faust. Goethe did Faust. And that was the famous Faustian bargain with the devil demon character Mephistopheles. And Marx could actually cite page after page by heart from Goethe. In fact, Payne said, you know, he had this retentive memory. He could recite long passages of Faust with gusto, and he had a special preference for the speeches of Mephistopheles. Huh. Now think about that. And Marx was especially fond of the line from Mephistopheles that was this, quote, "Everything that exists deserves to perish. Everything that exists deserves to perish." That was the line of the demon devil character. And this is no surprise, because it reflects the thinking of the man who in his letters called for the, quote, "ruthless criticism of everything that exists," unquote. And who said in the Communist Manifesto at the end of it that communism seeks to abolish the present state of things. It calls for the forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions, unquote. So, that was Marx. This is, as Richard Wurmbrand said, this man didn't have some nice, warm, fuzzy view of the world that was about helping his fellow man. Marx wanted to burn down the house, and communism would be, as Paine put it, the gauntlet that he threw down to the world.
Isn't that so fascinating? Jesus Christ said the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's from John chapter 10. Do you think there's any link there between Marx and killing, stealing, and destroying?
Well, his plays and his poems are chilling, Jerry. It's amazing. I open the book. I have two different stanzas from two different poems, and the one which Marx did in 1837. He said, "Thus heaven I've forfeited. I know it full well. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell." Chosen for hell. And I see that. I mean, look, I say many times in the book, it's hard to know where Marx is being autobiographical, where he's expressing a personal wish, where he's in the form of, you know, the devil character destroying the world, whether he's just play acting, whether he's, you know, being quote unquote playful in a weird, bizarre, perverse kind of way. But so many of his poems and plays have this. The other one published in 1841, he says, "See this blood dark sword, the prince of darkness sold it to me, this sword that stabs unerringly within thy soul, till the hellish vapors rise and fill the brain, till I go mad, till my heart goes utterly insane. The Prince of Darkness sold it to me. So really dark, chilling stuff. And his plays, his poems, they're full of pacts with the devil, even suicide pacts. And what's really chilling about that one, Jerry, two of Marx's daughters committed suicide in suicide pacts with their husbands. I mean, name me another figure that you know of in the history of existence who had two daughters who killed themselves in suicide pacts with their husbands.
Wow.
But yeah, that's the kind of and Marx in his plays has you know people killing themselves in suicide pacts, taking poison, which is what Marx's daughters did.
Wow.
So there's some really frightening stuff in the background of Karl Marx.
You know what's so interesting, Paul, to me about this is that you are speaking to a lot of intellectuals through your books and your columns and so forth. You wrote an excellent column, you know, about the cancel culture and maybe isn't it time to cancel Karl Marx? I mean, he's really the father, in a sense, of the whole idea of cancel culture. But in these intellectual circles in which you are speaking and communicating, how many of these people actually believe there's a real devil? But this book is predicated to the point that, yeah, there is a real devil, and Karl Marx seems to have sold his soul to him.
Well, and one of his plays, which was called Ulanem, and Robert Payne noted that Ulanem is an anagram for Manuelo or Emmanuel. And in fact, Payne formulated it that Manuelo equals Emmanuel equals God. And Richard Wormbrand, the Romanian pastor,
yes,
who was tortured for Christ for
yes,
14 years in a Romanian prison camp, and Wormbrand wrote the book Tortured for Christ. He also wrote a book called Marx and Satan, and I cite that book a number of times in this book.
Yes.
And Wormbrand said that this anagram from Marx is a directly Satanist anagram for Emmanuel. Which is the Hebrew biblical name for Jesus, meaning God is with us, right?
Yes,
it's, in fact, it's in sacred scripture that the angel Gabriel says to the Virgin Mary, you know, you shall bear a child. His name shall be Emmanuel, or Jesus. He shall be called great. He shall be the Son of the Most High. So, you know, that's the beloved Son of God of the Blessed Trinity. Those are the words of the New Testament. But they're not the words of Karl Marx in his anagram for Emmanuel in this play, Ulanem. And Ulanem, this is an even darker play than his poetry. I mean, in this, there are no redeeming figures whatsoever. This is all about death, despair, and destruction. And I would advise your listeners right now, Jerry, do not go to Google and type in the word Ulanem unless you're spiritually prepared for your laptop or your computer to show you all kinds of disgusting satanic images that will pop up on your computer. Because Ulanem is the first thing that will pop up is a Wikipedia definition that says, yeah, this is a play written by Karl Marx. And it also notes that the term has become synonymous with the term Antichrist. So that's what Marx was writing about. Marx was the young Karl Marx, and even still the older Karl Marx, this went into the 1840s, the decade that he wrote the Communist Manifesto. He was tapping into some pretty dark forces.
Okay, why don't you give us a short spiritual biography, of Karl Marx. But before you do that, I just want to ask you, do you think that scholars, in effect, miss something, an important element to the story of Marxism and communism by leaving out this spiritual side of Karl Marx, a negative, you know, anti-spiritual side?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I mean, to be fair, there have been some biographers who have looked into this. Payne did his biography of Marx. It was Simon & Schuster, I think, was a bestseller in 1968.
Hmm.
Richard Wormbrand did Marx and Satan, which I think was mid-80s. And there have been some mainstream scholars who've done. Paul Johnson wrote about this in his book Intellectuals in Modern Times.
Mm-hmm.
The really egregious omission, Jerry, are by the modern Marx hagiographers, the leftists, who are writing these biographies of Marx and ignoring all of this stuff like the plague.
Well, they don't believe in
talking about it.
And I'm sure they don't believe in a personal devil. I'm absolutely sure of that. Okay, we have 4 minutes left. How about a short spiritual biography of Karl Marx?
Let me add this quickly. This is just as important. They might not believe in the devil, but they don't want to talk about this because whether or not they believe in the devil, this just makes Marx look really, really bad. And the precedent was set long ago. Franz Mehring, who was the preeminent original biographer of Marx back in the 1800s, he was a socialist. He was a German Marxist. He first found these writings from Marx, these poems and plays. He returned them to Marx's daughter, Laura, and said, man, you cannot let these things be published. Yeah. I mean, wait till people see this. And it was David Ryazanov of the Marx Engels Institute of Moscow, a communist, Jerry, who had the intellectual integrity to at least say, oh, no, this stuff needs to be preserved and seen. I mean, you know, from an academic point of view, this cannot be ignored. But Marx's biographers ignore it. And so now, as I'm talking about this today, I'm even seeing it. There are reviewers out there saying, oh, this book by Ken Gore, what prejudice and bigotry toward Marx, right? They don't care what I've revealed about Marx because they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And we should talk in the next segment about his racism and anti-Semitism, which are all part of this, and they're ignoring all of that, too.
Okay, yeah. In a sense, what you've written is the satanic verses, but it's not, you know, in reference to the Quran. It's in reference to Karl Marx. It's true. Okay, how about a short spiritual biography? We have about 3 minutes left. A short spiritual biography of Karl Marx.
So he was born May 5th, 1818 in Trier, Germany, which is one of the most religious cities in all of Germany. It's heavily Roman Catholic. And he was born outside the great cathedral of Trier, which was built, Jerry, by St. Helena, mother to Constantine, in the 300s. In fact, when she came back from her famous pilgrimage to the Holy Land, she brought back what they believe is the holy robe or holy coat of Jesus that he wore to the crucifixion that the Roman soldiers cast lots for. Marx grew up in the shadow of that cathedral.
All right, 2 minutes
left. His father converted to Christianity, to Lutheranism, and when Marx was 1 or 2 years old, Marx was baptized around the age of 5 and was somewhat of a faithful Christian, but then left the faith in college, thanks especially to an atheist professor of theology. Some things haven't changed, Jerry, right? You go to college and your theology professor is an atheist,
wow.
A guy named Bruno Bauer, very anti-Semitic. And in short order, Carl was his favorite student, and they were publishing a journal called Archives of Atheism. So, you know, by the late 1830s and into the 1840s, he not only left God behind, but became a militant, aggressive atheist, including writing essays like the Opium of the Masses essay, which we could talk about when we have more time.
And he didn't even, Karl Marx, though, never even could reconcile his own bank account. What was that? There was a quote from his mother and even a quote from his wife along the lines of, wow, you know, Karl Marx just spends all his time trying to, you know, think about and theorize about money, but he never earns any money, something to that effect.
Yeah, the line from mother and wife both was, Karl, please stop writing about capital and start earning some capital because the children are starving to death.
Oh.
You know, the children are dying. And Marx refused to work. He refused to pay the family nursemaid a penny. Instead, he got her pregnant behind his wife's back. And the baby that was born, he refused to acknowledge the kid's existence and refused to pay him a penny of child support. So Marx was personal in the life of Marx is really important to the awful philosophy that the man created.
Yeah, and his shadow, when did he die? What year?
So he died, and this is off the top of my head, I think 1883.
Yeah, the
and
shadow
by the way, Engels,
has
yeah,
been incredibly it, bad.
Yeah, Engels did the eulogy at the funeral, and he quoted, not God, but Darwin.
Mm. Faithandfreedom.com for more information. Again, the name of the book, The Devil and Karl Marx. Thanks, Paul. We'll have you on soon.
You got it, Jerry. Thank you.